Before we get into the specific details about the uniqueness of the Bayis Shlishi, it is very important that we have a general hashkofa, a general outlook about the Chassidish perspective on Bayis Shlishi, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And being that tonight is Chof Dalet Tevis, the yahrzeit of the Alter Rebbe, so we are going to start off with the Gemara, which the Rebbe connects many times to Chof Dalet Tevis. There's an interesting Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing a pasuk in Yeshaya. We know that the Navi Yeshaya speaks at length about the Nevuos, the prophecies of Mashiach. And in Yeshaya, which is Perek Nun Dalet Pasuk Yud Beis, the Eibishter says through the Navi the following description about the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, V'samti kat koit shim shoysayich, which literally means I will make the walls out of katkoit stones. But there's a big question. What are katkoit stones? What type of stones are they? We go to the store, to the gem store, to buy precious gems. Are you going to find katkoit stone? So we want to know, what is katkoit stone? So Shmuel Bar Nachmeini says that there is an argument in Shemayim between two great malachim, what are these stones? Now, how did Shmuel Bar Nachmeini know what was going on in Shemayim? So the Tosfos says over there that Eliyahu HaNavi was a frequent visitor of Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, and he would tell him some of the secrets that were going on behind the scenes in Shemayim. So Eliyahu HaNavi tells Shmuel Bar Nachmeini that the great two malachim, Gavriel and Michael, they are arguing in Shemayim about the definition of these stones. What is katkoid? Now other people say that it wasn't the malachim in Shemayim, rather, the Talmidei Chachamim of Ma'arava. Ma'arava means the west. Ma'arava in Gemara refers to Eretz Yisrael, which was west of Babel. And who were the great sages of Tzadikim of Eretz Yisrael? We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chizkiya, the sons of Chiya. These two were brothers. They were sons of the famous Reb Chiya, who we know was a Talmud of Rav. And they were arguing about this stone. Now, what were the two opinions? One opinion said that it is Yoshvei. Yoshvei is jasper stones. And other people say it is Shoyham. Shoyham is onyx stone. I still don't know what either of them are, but those are the names of the stones. So the Gemara says, Amlu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter says, Lehevei Kedeinu Kedein. You know what? Let it be like both of them. And we know that it's also in the words of the Pasig, Kad Koid is Chav Dalet Chav Dalet. And that's why it's always spoken about on Chav Dalet Tevis. Kad Koid is also, you could divide between the words, Kedein U Kedein, and let it be like both. It should be jasper stones and onyx stones, Shoyam and Yoshvei. Now that seems to be just a small story in Gemara Baba Basra about the stones of the walls when Mashiach comes. But in Chassidus, this small story, which seemingly really has no place in the Gemara. What's the big deal that we should know the taich of the stones? This small story is really a big opening in our entire hashkafa of Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. In this world, in the time of Golos, until Mashiach comes, There is a saying called Ein Shleimus Ba'olam. There's nothing perfect. In my main job, I told you, is Shiduchim calls. So all the questions start off, what's the person's milas? What's the person's chesroinus? And I usually answer, the very thing which is his mila is his chesorin. Because let's say you want somebody that's loud, but the other person wants someone quiet. So, okay, so it depends what you're asking about. For most people, the very thing which makes them stick out in one way is their deficiency in the other way. Most people have milas and chesroinus. Not just most people, even Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. We explained in our previous shiurim, Bayis Rishon was avoidus hatzadikim. It was gilei elikus, mumayla lamata. What was the problem? It didn't last so long in the world. It was less than Bayis Sheni, and it wasn't as big in space and time. It didn't permeate olam hazeh. Bayis Sheni had a big mila. It was avoidus hatachtoinim, avoidus habal tshuva, mumato lamayla. And therefore, in Zman and Mokim, it really took up more space and more time. What was the problem? Problem was it didn't have the Giloy Elikus of the Tzadikim. It didn't have the when you walked in, that inspiration, it didn't have the Arden reveal, the Mati Arden, Tzintzena Saman, all the Moiridika things which brought about Giloy Elikus in the Beis HaMikdash. So it was missing. So, and that's in general, everything has a Maila and a Chisorin. The Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi and the Geula Shlishi, is the key words is Kedeinu Kedein. It's going to have all the milas without any of the chisroinus. It will be the most beautiful Begashmias, the biggest building Begashmias. It will last the longest Bizman because it will be a Bayis Nitzchi. In Zman and Mokim, it will be the biggest and the longest. At the same time, the level of Elikus that is going to be revealed in the Bayis Shlishi, Godol Yekvoy, the Bayis Hazeh Achron Yoyser Min Harishon, will have the greatest Giluyim, the Gilui of Dira B'Tachtoinim. The Gilui Etzem is going to be Nespashi the Nimshach in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. So you're going to have both Milas with zero Chisroinus. And that's true about the entire era of Yomais HaMashiach and Tchias HaMesim. What we are looking forward to, and what's going to be revealed in Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi and the Geula Shlishis, is Kedein U'Kedein. Any type of Mila that you can think of is going to be revealed in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi without any of the Chisroinus. All the good without any of the negative. And that's why this seemingly small Gemara is a big window into the entire Hashkafa of Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Again, the key words, Lehevei, Kedein, U'Kedein.